Who you sleeping with? That's what we want to know.
Just throw it out there, Roy.
That is not. Stop it. We saw a stat that said 7 out of 10 people admit to dating more than one person currently, right now. Now, it didn't mean that they were necessarily moving furniture with all those people. That was 1 out of 10 in this poll that we saw said that 1 out of 10 of the people said, yes, I'm moving furniture, not only with more than one, but more than three.
We got a message from Logan at the MRL show on Twitter. He said, for the dating multiple people, I think it's something that our generation, millennials, don't know how to do. Look back at the 90s, it was normal to casually date around. There's no harm in it. I just think it went too far from the social norm, and now it's weird.
That's interesting.
Well, but maybe apps have had something to do with that.
Of course, technology pushes everything further.
You know. Now you can go out and see someone in person and be like, oh, that dude looks familiar. Oh, I know him from Tinder.
Right.
Right.
See, Lauren and I never dealt with that in our single dating, you know, years.
Well, I just had a conversation with Bay about this not long ago that I don't think it's okay to use an app that you typically use for dating to hook up with people. I just don't think that's normal. That is almost like an animal like type of thing. I think it's not human. Like, you need to go out and talk to people. I think you should date. I think that
right. It
should be more than just, oh, I swiped right, or on Grindr, oh, you're, I think they go by like how close they are to you on that app. It's right. Like, oh, that person's 100 feet from me. Let me send them a message. I think it should be very, I think you should have a date and like meet people and talk to people.
I agree with that, because if somebody is 100 feet from you, walk over and talk to them.
Please do.
No, send them a message on Grindr.
That's awful.
Hey, I'm the creepy guy across the room staring at you.
Yeah.
We're looking for people to hit us up. You could be anonymous about it, of course. We're just curious. Like, we want to check just what's going on here in the Carolinas. Is anybody admitting to dating more than one person? And if you're not, like, if you're listening to us right now and you don't want to call in, like, don't be upset about it, or don't be scared. Like, it's almost like it sounds to me like if 7 out of 10 people are doing it, you're one of them.
Right.
Yeah, be proud. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it. Anonymous and Charlotte, you're on the MRL show.
Hey, so I totally date multiple people, and I find it to be perfectly fine. And I just think as long as you're being safe and you're being precautious and doing, you know, the right thing, and if you're open to, you know, them and telling other people you're dating other people, I think that's fine.
Do you sleep with the same people over and over, or is it a bunch of different people?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's not like it's two of them. Someday, like, I might be dating a couple of them, but I'm maybe only going to sleep like with them the max two of them, and you like make sure you're doing the right thing and you're being safe with
sure.
them.
Sure. Well, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, it goes without saying everyone should be safe, but if it's the same two people, do they know that you're doing that?
I mean, they do. I don't think they're naive, because I'm pretty open about what I do. And I was in a relationship for almost 7 years, and so I'm single recently, and I just want to have fun, really, to be honest, you know? So I don't think it's bad at all. And I don't do anything through apps. I think that's so ridiculous. I'm all for meeting people and having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Trish.
Which, ironically enough, that's how I met Bay, is through the app, but that's not besides.
Then you deleted it.
That's besides the point. But
somebody named Ace has hit us up on Twitter at the MRL show. So back in the day, I messed around with three at a time. I called them all Trish, as not to mix up their names.
Huh. He used a term in them. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that.
I'll retweet it if y'all want to look at it at the MRL show.
Yeah. He didn't say mess. He used a different word. Let's see. Dave said that he dates more than one woman at a time. He's like, I have to.
Why do you have to? I'm not against dating multiple people at the same time. I think, you know, you got to put your feelers out there and realize what you want in life and what you like. I just think when it comes to moving furniture,
you should do it with one person.
Yeah, because accidents happen. And if you came to me and was like, hey, I had a mishap with this dude, you might want to go to the doctor. You know what? I don't know.
That's embarrassing. That's a whole nother conversation. How many people actually admit to it, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's usually something you find out. You're like, ow.
Yeah. I remember having a friend going to me. He came to me and he's like, oh, I think I have a urinary tract infection. And I'm like, that's kind of hard for men to get those. I'm like, are you sure it's not?
Yeah. Something else?
It was something else. Anonymous and Charlotte, you're on the MRL show. You want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. Morning, guys. How
Morning.
Are you?
We're fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I have, there's one person that I move furniture with, and him and I both know that it's nothing serious. Like, I'm actually friends with some of the other people he's moved furniture with, and we, like, they don't know that I know. It's one of those, like, whatever kind of things. And I'm also, like, talking to a few other people. So I feel like it's nothing serious, and the only person I'm moving furniture with knows that him and I aren't serious, and I know what he does, and, you know, he knows what I do, so...
He's your hookup buddy, but he's a consistent hookup buddy.
Yeah, and then if I do become serious with somebody, you know, we just kind of... We're still friends, but we just don't do anything. You know, I don't stay the night anymore.
And right. It's a booty call, Anonymous.
Yeah,
now, how come nothing...
booty calls.
How come nothing serious is going to happen between you and so-called booty call?
Just because we're... He's at in his life right now. He's trying to finish something with his career, so he's in the military, so he doesn't want to potentially like lose his life and do that to somebody else.
That's awesome. So he's doing duty for our country, and you're doing the duty for us of moving furniture with him.
We need
because
people,
that's what he deserves.
We need people to service our servicemen. Thank you so much.
Exactly, Roy. Remember, as you head out to serve the country, we will be here to serve you. Good for you, Anonymous. Thank you. Nothing like a man in uniform.
That's right.
It's the MRL show.